This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
For the best Ravens coverage. It's time for News from the Nest with Vinny and Haney.
Sponsored by Window Nation. Don't miss out. Buy two windows from Window Nation and get two free. Plus, no interest or payments for 24 months. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
105.7 The Fan.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. News from the Nest on this Featured Artist Friday. It's Prince, Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw, other side of the glass, Derrick Henry. Out at One Winning Drive as the workout, off-season workout program underway. He's one of the vets showing up and getting the work in. And Derrick Henry, when he met with the media a couple of days ago, was asked, starting a new chapter in your career, how's it feel over there?
I mean, it's different. You know, I was there for 8 years, so it's going to be some adjusting. But, you know, I'm excited. It's a new opportunity, a great opportunity for me. Excited to be a part of this organization, be around my teammates. Come in, put the work in, learn everything.
I think it's good for a guy to do that. You know, what do you say? 8 years he was in Tennessee. You know, you kind of get used to your routine in Tennessee. Now you got new teammates, you got new coaches, new routines, and so you've got to kind of come out and you're kind of I'm sure he's a big time competitor, so. I got to show everybody how I work. I got to show everybody, you know, that it was worth it for them to get me his stuff. Just like when Beckham came in. I mean, there's, you know, like Odell Beckham, Derek. You know, these guys got big names out there. So, you know, you're a young guy. What's this guy like? And then when Odell came in and he's the hardest worker and all that stuff, it's like, man, I got to do it. He's doing it. I got to do it. This is what it takes.
I'm much more optimistic that Derrick Henry will be closer to Derrick Henry in his prime than Odell Beckham was in Baltimore. And I'm not trying to disrespect this guy, no doubt about it. But I think Derrick Henry is still Derrick Henry. And I was very skeptical of Vinny. Yep. Oh, he'll get 1,000 yards, 80 catches. I don't see that happen.
I agree totally with you, Bob. Just because he hadn't had the two ACL injuries and stuff that Odell had. So, and it looks, just from the videos and everything, he's a worker, relentless. Odell had so much stuff off the field, you know, that he was, you know, I mean, he could be in Europe for the weekend. Or, you know, he's a celebrity.
And he's dating a Kardashian. Not that I give two bleeps.
Right.
Full disclosure. But so, the fact that I actually know that kind of agitates.
You know, Derrick Henry's, you know, kind of much more stable guy. You know, and like you said, nothing wrong with what Odell's doing there.
That's his
I mean,
thing.
Look at Travis Kelce. He's all over the place in the offseason.
Yeah, I think he's hosting a game show this summer.
Yeah, it was some. Yeah, I think you're right.
Are you, I think it's a fifth grader. Is it, are you smarter than a fifth grader?
Yes, that's it.
Sad part is I probably lose.
Yeah, some fifth
Can
graders.
You divide a fraction? I'd have to go Princeton. Don't worry about another fraction.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get it, just set the pick.
I'd be like, we used to have that when you'd play Jeopardy in school, you know, Bob?
Uh-huh.
All I would get was like when the sports question, I got it. I know that one. That's it. I'm done.
Now, speaking of veterans, and Derrick Henry is one, a young one. He's only 30 years old in the grand scheme of life. He's an extremely young man. But Derrick Henry, a lot of veterans showing up for this voluntary thing. I guess that bodes well, perhaps, for the rest of the offseason.
The leadership that's here and the type of leaders Lamar and Ro are, you watch them from afar throughout the league and see their body of work and the consistency that they play with. But then you see them here showing up early, putting the work in. That speaks volumes.
I think no doubt about it. I mean, we've been talking about that. When your stars are the ones showing up, when the MVP of the league shows up, nobody has an excuse. Nobody has an excuse, my opinion. If the MVP of the league's there, why can't everybody else be there?
And it tells you what difference a year makes. A year ago at this time, we were kissing Odell Beckham's ass.
Yep.
And we didn't even know if Lamar's even playing for the Ravens. Now, Odell out there looking for employment. Who knows what his financial demands are going to be. And Lamar Jackson's out at one winning drive, getting ready to, I'm sure MVPs would be nice. And if he plays like one, the Ravens are going to be really good. But now, as we've talked about, Vinny, it's all about getting to that next level. And that's the next level for this team
is
the Super Bowl.
Yeah. And like Bob, like you said, a year ago, we were wondering, all right, you know, you got a new coordinator coming in. And if Lamar's not showing up till the first week, how's he going to be ready to? I mean, everything was negative. Now, everything is positive, extremely positive with everything going on right now.
Now, Derrick Henry, you're familiar with the Ravens because you played against them. You've had success against them. Now you're one of the purple. And what's it been like settling in with the new team?
Yeah, it's been fun. Getting to know everybody, putting the work in, you know, something that I love to do. Everybody's been putting the work in all week, been working hard, talking and getting to know each other. So it's fun. I'm a new guy on the block, so it's different, but it's been fun.
I think, you know, for Derrick Henry, it's exciting. I think he's excited. He's got new life, new energy, new team. People doubt him and stuff. So Bob, I think we're going to get the best of Derrick Henry. He's going to have a really good year this year. I mean, just like Ingram had an awesome year when he came in, and then after that, who knows what happened?
Well, he got hurt at the end of the 2019 season, never recovered from that. I would guess. I'm not making any predictions because Nolan will get all mad at me here. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, news from the Nest. Roquan Smith, speaking of that playoff loss to Kansas City, how long did it take to get over that disappointing thing?
Yeah, no, totally. It was definitely very, very tough, you know, after all you go throughout the year, physically, emotionally, all those things play a part. And, you know, to come up short, it sucks, you know. And like I would say, you know, at the end of the year, there's only one winner, but I'd rather have my heart ripped out every time in a big game as opposed to losing when we did. But at the end of the day, that's just more fuel to the fire, and I'm sure it's gonna inspire and fuel each and every guy that was here.
No question about it. I think I went through it like, I don't know, three or four or five times with the Niners. So yeah, we were in that situation where we lost the NFC Championship game, and as a front office person, you're more determined. What do we got to do to get over the hump? That's the thing. And then the players, same type thing. You know, how do we beat that team? And then when they see what front office is doing to help you get there, then that helps them buy in even more. Okay, we need to do that? Yeah. And getting a Derrick Henry, I'm sure the guy's all jacked up about that.
And Derrick Henry lost in an AFC Championship game himself. Back to Kansas City. And finally, here's Roquan Smith talking about moving on from last year and let's get her done in 2024.
Obviously, last season is last season. This season is a totally new year, and I think everyone is very excited about what all we have coming forward, and we know the potential that we have with this team. We've added pieces, and I'm sure throughout the draft and throughout the rest of the offseason, we'll add more pieces. I'll leave that to the people upstairs, but I'm definitely excited. I'm ready to get the year going, but there's a process, and I'm very respectful of that.
I think Roquan just kind of said what I just, you know, reiterated, you know, the front office does their job, and you know, because you know that all right, we lost, all right, if what do we need to get over the hump? We, you know, if you're a defensive guy, well, they only ran it six times, you know, and then you go get a guy that can run it down people's throats.
Yeah.
You're like, all right, front office is in, let's go.
And they did their jobs defensively.
Oh, no doubt. Second half? Oh, no doubt.
I mean, what, they scored 0 points in the second half? They didn't score a touchdown after the first quarter, if I'm not mistaken?
But yeah, Patrick Mahomes, yeah.
Yeah, so, yeah, I've been running a little bit hot, but you let it slide. Speaking of guys who are running hot in a playoff situation, real quick, former Raven J.K. Dobbins signed with the Chargers. Remember that Cincinnati game? He was venting, and rightfully so, yep. In my opinion. He should have got the ball more, didn't. But Joe Ortiz, now the Chargers GM, said J.K. Dobbins, air quotes, should be ready for training camp. Hurt his Achilles first game, blew it out, done for the year, first game of the season. Not even I think it was the first half of the first game of the season. So I don't want to do math, but we're not even a year removed from that. And Achilles, a very tricky muscle there, especially with guys who run footballs for a living.
Well, the thing that'll help him, Bob, is it's not going to be a new off. He'll be very familiar with the language and stuff of the offense, and that'll help him.
It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. When we come back, let's count our money. A little buy or sell. Also, talk about the new subjects of this busy Friday. Featured Artist Friday at that. It's Prince. It's got Petrac, brownzone.com. Less than a week away from the first round of the draft. What's going on in Cleveland aside from the new shiny helmets? Going back to the Brian Sipe white face mask. Also, Deshaun Watson said the shoulder's feeling A-okay. Should we believe him? We don't want to lie, do we? Draft profile coming up at 12:45 as well. Going out to UCLA. Talk about a pass rusher who probably, in all likelihood, won't be around at 30, but he's still pretty awesome, and we'll tell you why. Well, Vinny will, anyway.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Are you buying?
Great cash, homie.
Or are you selling?
I'm not gonna buy into that crap.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Featured Artist Friday. Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw's other side of the glass. We're jamming to Prince. Get your song request, Plot Sport text line. Make it happen for you. Scott Petrak joining us from brownzone.com. Couple of minutes. Orioles tonight in Kansas City taking on the Royals. We got the AL East report coming up at 1:15. Baltimore baseball tonight brought to you by Salvo Auto Parts. Me and Jim Hunter starting at 6 o'clock is Dean Kramer against Alec Marsh. Battle of right-handers, and we'll get into all of that and more. But right now, let's count our weekend money, hopefully, by yourself.
Well, the Dow is up 80. The S&P's down 39. NASDAQ is down 260. DraftKings down 77 cents. Under Armour's up 7 cents.
As always, buy or sell brought to us by the Farmer's Dog. Get things started in the NBA, where the Warriors, their season's done. A brutal ending for them in that loss to the Kings. Uncharacteristic shooting performance from beyond the arc. Now everyone is calling this the end of their dynasty run. Big roster changes expected in the offseason because of financial reasons. Klay Thompson at the forefront there. A lot of people think that he's good as gone, but if you ask people in-house, they think they can still make it work. Even without him, Steph, he's locked up long-term. They committed to Draymond Green long-term again. They do still have young talent, Jonathan Kuminga and others. Bob, buy or sell, a full-scale teardown won't be necessary for Golden State.
I'll buy that. Teardown, no, because Steph Curry still plays at a high level. Draymond Green, not so much. I mean, Klay Thompson, if that's a swan song, Golden State and Ofer. You know, Andrew Wiggins, who was the number one. Remember, he was the number one pick in the draft way back when by Cleveland, got traded for Kevin Love, who helped the Cavs win an NBA championship. Not a full-scale tear down because they have some good young pieces there, but some tweakage is in order because they were the 10th seed this year, and if they think they can run it back with this and get better, I mean, I'm not Red Auerbach, even I know that would probably be foolish to do.
Go over to the NFL, the Broncos, they got a A little bit of an issue going on here with one of their wide receivers, Cortland Sutton. He's not present this week at voluntary workouts, as he says he's seeking a new contract. Well, that's nothing new. We've heard this a million times at this point. A player looking for a new contract, they hold out of voluntary stuff, maybe even mandatory stuff if it gets to that point. But I went ahead, looked at Sutton's contract situation because I was curious. He still has two full seasons remaining on his current deal. So this isn't your typical contract holdout in a contract year. Plus, Sutton not really putting up monster numbers either, averaging just under 800 yards a season the past 3 years. Buy or sell, Vinny, Sutton's holdout a wasted effort?
I'll buy that. I'll buy that. I mean, and they're even willing to trade him. You know, so they want to move up to get a quarterback, and they don't have any draft ammunition, so they're willing to throw in players.
Go back to the NBA here. The playoffs will begin in earnest this weekend. A lot of eyes will be on that Bucks and Pacers matchup. Giannis likely going to miss at least the beginning of that series, if not much longer, leaving Dame Lillard to carry the weight against an Indiana team that's played very intense games against Milwaukee this season. A recent CBS Sports article by Brad Botkin labeled Lillard the player under the most pressure to perform this postseason given all of the circumstances here. Are you buying or selling that he is the player with the most pressure?
In the series?
In this postseason in general.
I'm going to sell that. I'm thinking if, you know, Jaylen Brown's getting given up 40 points a game and getting worked defensively like he did last year in Boston, he might be under more scrutiny, but it could be a swan songy, because Stephen A. Smith said the other day that Dame Lillard, I guess he has inside sources, said he doesn't like it in Milwaukee. By the way, Indiana's favorite at Milwaukee in game one of this series. I know you don't want me making predictions, and we're certainly going to root for Indiana because of Jalen Smith, Maryland, Mount St. Joe, Baltimore.
Take the Pacers in this series.
You can make any prediction you want as long as it's not
Indiana will win.
No Ravens or Orioles predictions.
I got you.
Or
no
Terps.
No problem. Yeah.
Let's see here. Back in the NFL, the Ravens, they're not the only team facing a tough fifth-year option decision right now. You can look at that class that year. A lot of the top quarterbacks that were taken, they've already changed teams. Guys like Trey Lance, Mac Jones, Zach Wilson have all fallen out of favor as starters. So pretty easy to decide not to pick up those fifth-year options. But what about Justin Fields? Looks like he's going to back up Russell Wilson, at least to start the season in Pittsburgh. But maybe long-term, he's their guy. Buy or sell, Vinny, the Steelers will pick up Fields' option to ensure he can succeed Wilson.
I'm going to sell that. I think they'll want to get a feel for him and see if he is the guy to succeed for them.
And one last one here. Women's basketball in general, the explosion and popularity
Sell.
Of it over the past 2 years has led to the WNBA actually reconsidering their draft eligibility rules. What? Currently, women's college players can't enter the draft until they graduate or within a three-month period of graduating. But a one-and-done rule is being considered, similar to the men's side of things. Longtime UConn coach Gino Auriemma, not a fan. Even went as far as to say that the change could ruin the game. His quote here, what helped the women's game grow is the people in Iowa got to grow up with Caitlin Clark. The people in Connecticut got to grow up with all of my great players. There's something to be said for that. Bob, are you buying or selling that a one-and-done rule would be counterproductive for the women's game?
I'll buy it. I mean, Gino Auriemma knows a hell of a lot more about women's college basketball than I do, and how many All-Americans and Hall of Famers have come through stores. I mean, Paige Beckers is going to be the next one. But to that level, though, Juju Watkins, if she was eligible for the draft, is she the number two pick overall behind Caitlin Clark? But I'll defer to a Hall of Famer as opposed to asking a guy who's going to watch zero WNBA games. This song. I'm not going to lie to pacify the audience. You know what? I like baseball, football, basketball, apple pie, and beer, and, you know, Godfather, Dirty Harry, boxing. I'm not watching that. I'm not rooting against anyone by any stretch of the imagination. But when Angel Reese and Caitlin Clark reunite, mean, is that going to be? Is it going to be the front story on ESPN? Well, probably, because they're going to broadcast the games. But you get the point. It's 88-80-105.7 The Fan. We'll come back. Scott Petrak, BrownZone.com. Talking about Cleveland's offseason. Is Deshaun Watson's shoulder as strong as Deshaun himself says it is? Another draft profile coming up, 12:45. Pass rusher out of UCLA. NFL lunch at 1. American League East report at 1:15. Busy weekend, Major League Baseball, Orioles in Kansas City, then Joe Beninati. The unlikely playoff run of the Caps takes them to Madison Square Garden as their big underdogs against the Rangers. Are you saying they have a chance, Lloyd Christmas?
The latest sports news and your place to talk about it. Always. 105.7 The Fan.
88-80-105.7 The Fan, featured artist Friday, is chosen by you, the people. Prince, Rock and Roll Hall of Famer, jamming out to him. Get a song request in, no shortage of them. 410-583-1057 Plaza for text line. Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, NFL Draft, first round, 6 days from today. Here to talk about it from a Cleveland perspective is the Browns. Looking to get back to the playoffs. Have been some subtractions from that team, but additions are always fun as well. From BrownZone.com, he's on the Maryland Sports Commission fan hotline. Let's welcome back to the show Scott Petrak. Scott, good afternoon. Thanks for joining us again here in Baltimore.
Sure thing. How are you guys doing?
Doing all right, Scott. And aside from the new fancy old school helmets of Brian Sipe, Ozzie Newsome, Greg Pruitt, Lyle Alzado, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Deshaun Watson, the shoulder, the bulky shoulder that cost him the rest of the season after he played well against the Ravens here in Baltimore. He says he's fine. Go amateur doctor for us, Scott. Opener, opponent, to be determined. What we got going on here?
Yeah, everybody. From Deshaun Watson to Andrew Barry to Kevin Stefanski, the GM and coach, they're confident he's going to be ready to go week one. Deshaun Watson said this week he's throwing at full strength, likes his velocity, says his motion is the same. Andrew Barry said he threw up to 40 yards this week. The only question is when he returns to practice. And Watson said the other day that there's a chance he won't practice until training camp, that some of his medical team want to take the conservative approach. So we might not actually see him on the field until July. So I think there's a little concern about that. But all signs point to him being ready to go week one.
How confident are people in Cleveland of Deshaun Watson? Because, I mean, really when you look at his stats, they were just so-so. He played a couple good games, you know, in his five games that he played in. And then when Joe Flacco came in and, you know, really pushed the offense forward, it was kind of eye-opening, I think.
Yeah, I agree. I don't think the fan base as a whole is very confident in Watson. I think they're skeptical of him as a player, him being available because he hasn't been the last 2 years, him as a person. You know, he's got some diehard fans in his corner, but I think it's mostly worry when it comes to Watson, and especially because the rest of the roster looks like it's ready to compete with the rest, with the upper echelon teams in the league. But they need Watson to carry his load, and he hasn't done that in 2 years with the team.
Now, what are you thinking about Chubb? Because he had two major operations. Do you expect him? I mean, with most running backs, kind of what we've seen, it takes 2 years for them to be themselves.
Yeah, it's such a huge question mark. And I think I keep having to say, like, if and when he returns, right? Because I don't think it's a guarantee. It's the same knee that was torn up when he played at the University of Georgia. So it's the same knee in the NFL. He tore the anterior cruciate and medial collateral ligaments. There's other damage inside the knee. So I just don't think there's any guarantee at all. Having said that, I'm kind of reluctant to say that because I've seen Nick Chubb, and I think I know about Nick Chubb, and he's crazy strong. He's a crazy worker, and if anybody can come back from it, it would be him. But you're right. I mean, is he at 100% at any time this year? Does he look close to the same? Those are huge questions. You know, he started running on land in the last week, but, you know, I don't know if he'll be able to practice in training camp. I don't know if he'll be ready week one. And I think we're still weeks or months from having a decent idea about any of that.
Before I get to draft questions, what about what did they find out was the problem with the defense where they're so good at home and so bad on the road?
They don't. We don't have an answer to that yet, and we haven't talked to Jim Schwartz, the coordinator, since the loss in Houston, which was just another example of that, right? The dichotomy, how well they played at home. You know, they've cited the fans at home, right? Crowd noise helps. The energy from the crowd helps. It's hard for the other offense, for the opposing offense to hear and operate. But it shouldn't be that stark, right? You should be able to go on the road and put up decent numbers. And they didn't for the vast majority of the season. So that's something they're going to have to figure out. You know, they finished the season the number one ranked defense. In a bunch of categories, yards and passing yards and third down, but they weren't dominant. You know, I thought the Ravens were more dominant. You know, they gave up a decent number of points, although some of that was based on the offense's turnovers. But there's plenty of room for this defense to take another jump despite having that number one ranking, and it starts with the performance on the road.
What are the biggest draft needs going in next Thursday and for next weekend?
Yeah, they don't draft till 54 in the second round. And they don't have a pressing one. Like, there's not one that screams at me, they need to fill this. Could they use a number two tight end? Yes. Could they add a receiver to that mix? Yes. D-tackle? Yes. I mean, to me, those are the top three. But they addressed, outside of tight end, really, they addressed receiver with the Jerry Jeudy trade. They re-signed a bunch of guys at D-tackle. So they have numbers there. So they could really go anywhere, including trading down to get more picks.
What's the effect of, like, Billy Callahan not going to be back?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, because to me, he's got the experience of being a head coach, and he's one of the better O-line coaches in the history of the league.
Yeah. I mean, obviously we won't know, and Andy Dickerson replaces him. But there's got to be a drop-off because the Browns feel like he's the best line coach in the league. And the players respected him. They worked hard for him. He did a good job last year. They had a bunch of injuries across that line. Right, they lost three of their top tackles, or their top three tackles, and had to finish the year with a couple of backups, one guy that they, signed in the middle of the season. I think they will miss him. Now they hope that Dickerson fills in okay. They've had a bunch of change on that offensive staff, including Callahan, including the coordinator, right? They let Alex Van Pelt go. They hired Ken Dorsey. So it's going to be interesting to see how that all shapes or how that all works out, including the tweaks to the offense, because the system's going to be different this year. I don't know how different, but it will be different than it was in previous years.
Now, Tyler Huntley, how do you think he'll fit in? Because if Watson's not taking any reps, then, then it's going to be with Winston and Huntley, and then you'll see who's the better of those two. I mean, does Huntley have a chance to be the backup, you think?
I don't think so. I think they were surprised that he was available when they got him. They signed him on St. Patrick's Day. Watson, like I said, might not practice until training camp. Dorian Thompson-Robinson had a hip injury at the end of last year. Is still in rehabbing. So I don't know if he's going to miss part of the offseason. So you need some arms in here. And they like Huntley. I mean, they saw what he could do with the Ravens. He fits that mold of the quarterbacks that they're kind of stockpiling. I think he has a chance to beat out Thompson Robinson to be that third quarterback. And, if worst case scenario happens and Watson isn't ready, then he gives you, experience depth behind Winston, who, would be the starter.
Scott Petrak, BrownZone.com, joining us here, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Scott, last thing before we let you enjoy your weekend. Post first wave of free agency, pre-draft, and then the rest of the offseason. What's the pecking order as you see it in the AFC North right now?
Well, I mean, I think it's stacked. I'd go Baltimore clear number one, and then I think it's Cincinnati and Cleveland real tight, and Pittsburgh just a notch below. I like what Pittsburgh's done. I really think they upgraded that quarterback room. I think it's like last year. I think any three out of the four teams could go to the playoffs, right? I mean, I think it's that good. I expect Burrow to be back, and when he's back, then the Bengals are really good. So I think the division's stacked. The biggest question mark is probably Deshaun Watson. Can he compete with Lamar Jackson and Joe Burrow? If he can, like he did in Baltimore in that November game, then the Browns deserve to be there, but they need to prove it more.
Scott Petrak, BrownZone.com. Scott, we appreciate your time as always. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you after the draft.
Thanks.
There's Scott Petrak, everybody. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Speaking of the draft, another profile coming your way. We're going to Westwood, baby. We're talking a pass rusher, UCLA. Who is he? Well, he's a guy probably won't be around at 30, but you never know. NFL lunch, 1 o'clock. American League East report heading into this weekend's fun baseball excitement. Orioles were off yesterday after sweeping the Twins. Birds have won 4 in a row. The Royals loom out in Kauffman Stadium. Baltimore baseball tonight brought to you by Salvo Auto Parts. Me and Jim Hunter coming up at 6 o'clock. And then Joe Beninati from Monumental Sports will preview the Caps and Rangers. Nobody saw this coming, but it's here.
With the 30th pick.
This is Vinny's Draft Profiles.
The Baltimore Ravens select
Vinny and Haney. 105.7 The Fan.
Injury free so far. Nobody's been hit more. Heavy pressure again. Really no chance. They were completely unprepared to block that time. And Liatu Latu gets home for a second time.
Oh, the crowd's going crazy. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, Draft Profile number 2. We are 6 days away from the first round of the NFL Draft 2024. Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, the Ravens could use a pass rusher. This guy would fit the bill. Will he be around at 30? Let's talk about him. Liatu Latu, UCLA. Yeah.
Liatu, interesting guy as we're getting ready to find out. UCLA. He's 6'5", 259, ran 4.64, 1.6, 210, which is good. 32 5/8 arms, a little short, 9 5/8 hand, jersey 15, senior, 32-inch vertical, okay, 9.8 broad jump, okay. In 2019, he went to University of Washington, played 12 games, 16 tackles. 2020, did not play, neck injury. 2021, did not play, neck injury. And the Washington doctors would not clear him. He went to UCLA, and the doctors in UCLA cleared him for 2022. So in 2022, he had 12.5 tackles for loss, 10.5 sacks, 3 forced fumbles. And in this past year, 12 starts, 49 tackles, 2 interceptions, 2 forced fumbles, 21.5 tackles for loss, and 13 sacks. So, I mean, that's the biggest problem with this kid is it's going to be how many teams fail him on the physical. How many boards is he on? So, I'm guessing, is he on all 32? Probably not. Probably not. And hopefully he's on the Ravens board, because if he is, he's a guy that could drop because of that. And as we're getting ready to find out here, he is a good player. Strengths, height, weight, speed. He can punch, lock out on the run. He shows speed to get the corner, has a burst to the quarterback. Good quick hands and bend, quick feet, keeps working and pass. He can rush over to guard also. Shows strength in the lower, quick hands. Good in coverage, reads the quarterback well, 2 interceptions. So, yeah, he's a smart guy. Strong upper. He'll chase. Good balance. Good hand used to shed in the run game. He can set the edge. Quick, strong hands. Good versus the run over the tackle. Has a variety of moves. And he does. He's got an excellent repertoire. Does not stay blocked. Good instincts. Good initial burst. Has good instincts. Weakness. Had a serious neck injury. Plays a little high at times. Average arm length, man-to-man coverage could cause him some problems. Average athletic numbers. In summary, this kid's a really good football player and has versatility. He is a mismatch over the guard. Remember how Smith was for the Ravens?
Za'Darius Smith, yes.
Over the guards, it was like unfair, and that's how he is over the guards too. Love the play attitude. He's got Ravens play attitude type. He's got good, strong hands and moves. Would fit perfectly with the Ravens. Better rusher than what the Ravens have.
Interesting. Mel Kiper Jr., ESPN, Baltimore. has Latu, the number two rated outside linebacker in this year's class behind Dallas Turner from Alabama. In the dueling mock draft, ESPN with Field Yates and Mel. Mel has him going 19 to the Rams. And then Dane Brugler and his big monstrosity, I believe it's called the Beast, as a matter of fact, of draft profiles and mock drafts, has him going Latu 21 to the Dolphins.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's just going to be interesting to see. Could he drop? Yeah, because people drop because of medical and character. And he has no character problems, but he has medical issue. But he's been healthy for 2 years. You know, kind of like similar situation as Michael Penix, who was, you know, had those two torn ACLs. And that's the big concern with him. But he's a football player. If he's there at 30, that would be, I mean, Bob, I'd run it up there. If he was on my board, if I'm the Ravens, I would take him.
Versus an offensive tackle?
Depending on what tackle's there. But
say it's the kid out of Arizona, Jordan Morgan, who's been mocked to the Ravens many times, too.
There's a lot more guys. There's a lot more O linemen in the draft that they like. I'd take the, because of the pass rusher, Bob, if he's, there's going to be a huge drop. Unless that Chucky Smith says there's this guy that he loves in the third or fourth round that he can develop that he thinks kind of asleep. That maybe is like a Matthew Judon or Za'Darius Smith type guy. But he would, Bob, he'd come in and give him production. He's better than Oway, you know, and Ajabo, who knows. But he's a better overall football player than Van Noy because he can set the edge and play the run and stuff too.
Now, as we head into NFL lunch, some Jets news, if you're listening, Q. By the way, where the hell's Q been? I haven't heard from him in a while. Zach Wilson, no stunner here, did not show up for voluntary workouts with the Jets. He's on the trade block. Who knows what value he has at all? I mean, the Jets have already signed Tyrod Taylor to back up Aaron Rodgers. So no room at the inn for Zach Wilson. Question is there room in the league? I mean, is he falling that far where he's already looking at third quarterback status right now?
Bob, I think what happens in that type of situation is the agent calls Joe Douglas and says, listen, we know you're trying to trade him or you're going to cut him. There's no sense for him to show. I mean, Bob, why go to New York and take the abuse? And that's what it's going to be for the kid. So I wouldn't show up. I wouldn't want him in the building because you don't want him on the team.
It'd be wild if they traded him to the Giants, though. And he's like, I just can't get out of this place. Yeah. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, NFL Lunch coming up next. Hearing more from Derrick Henry, Roquan Smith, Tyler Linderbaum, talking about this week's voluntary camp. Draft is 6 days away. We'll start to talk about that a little bit more as well. American League East report, around 115 or so. Talk about the Orioles and the rest of the division. Yankees got off to the best start in franchise history, and yet the Orioles are only a half game behind them. Talk about the schedule and everything else relating there. Speaking of the Orioles, Baltimore baseball tonight. Me and Jim Hunter, brought to you by Salvo Auto Parts, starting at 6 o'clock. Dean Kramer taking on Alec Marsh. Battle of young right-handers tossing that baseball in KC. And then Joe Beninati, Monumental Sports, previews the Caps and the Rangers. Caps with a wild card. They're just in it. Can they make a stunning run through the President's Cup trophy winners in the New York Rangers? Joe breaks it down for us around 1:30 or so.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.